The global struggle is deepening. The balance established in the 20th century has been superseded. In the 21st century, there is a geopolitical movement across the globe with a redistribution of power. The war of division has commenced anew. We are in a period of political sabotage and assassinations. Furthermore, there is a conflict between nation-states and globalists who have a global project based on international non-governmental organizations outside the nation-states and within the states. Something similar is happening in Georgia. What are the objectives of the globalists and what is the rationale behind this conflict? The new system is characterized by a multipolar world. The work of the global institutions established after the Second World War is currently experiencing significant difficulties. It is important to note that the United Nations is unable to make a new decision. The United Nations is comprised of 5 key member states, and it has become increasingly challenging for these countries to reach a consensus on matters of common interest. One of the primary sources of contention is the French state. France's global influence is waning. France has experienced a decline in its influence in Africa, and now it is the turn of New Caledonia. Russia has assumed a position of prominence in Africa, displacing France. The ongoing conflict is further complicated by the fact that the countries under French control are now seeking to establish their independence. A rivalry for dominance exists between France and Germany within the European Union. The events currently unfolding in the countries under the control of France will likely intensify and expand. Global French influence is being eroded. In the previous international order, the balance of power was primarily between the United States of America and the United Kingdom. The balance of power is now transforming. The United States of America is seeking to reinforce its global dominance and establish a new world order. However, the challenge lies in the fact that the Global Financial Center in London will have to exert some degree of control over this process. The process commenced with the conclusion of the Second World War, during which the global authority of the United Kingdom was transferred to the United States of America. It is noteworthy that the conflict between the USA and Britain has its origins in the War of 1812 and continues to the present day. I would like to provide further clarification and elaboration. The United States of America is engaged in a power struggle with England. This conflict commences in Canada and extends to Europe, the Middle East, and Asia Pacific. The United States is engaged in significant military operations in the Asia Pacific region, with the measures against China intensifying, particularly in the context of a military buildup. It is becoming increasingly likely that a war in the Asia Pacific region will occur imminently. The United States has a Chinese project in the Asia Pacific, and to concentrate on this project, it is necessary to achieve peace in the Middle East. The City of London, which has a vested interest in maintaining the status quo in the Middle East, is attempting to prevent the United States from pivoting towards the Asia Pacific region. This is how the Hamas attack on Israel commenced. An attempt was made to involve Iran in the conflict, but this proved unsuccessful. To put it another way, the intensity of the war in the Middle East means that the United States is unable to focus on the Asia Pacific region. The global mind in the City of London wants the tension in the Middle East to continue in order not to lose China. To this end, they have increased pressure on Iran, which poses a risk to Israel. The plans for dealing with Iran are highly complex and require a great deal of attention. A war between Iran and the Middle East would prevent the United States from turning its attention to the Asia-Pacific region. The helicopter crash of the Iranian president and prime minister was not an isolated incident. The Iranian president delivered a speech at a meeting with the president of Azerbaijan. He indicated that some are disinclined to our presence here and our collaboration with the Turks. Should the United States succeed in establishing peace in the Middle East and subsequently direct its attention to the Asia-Pacific region, this would significantly diminish the influence of the global power and the City of London globalists in China and the Asia-Pacific. The United States initiated the process of dismantling the Commonwealth structure of the City of London in 1812. This is how the United Kingdom's withdrawal from the European Union should be viewed. The global influence of the City of London globalists in the Asia-Pacific and Middle East regions is becoming increasingly constrained. The advent of the New World Order system, initiated by the USA, has seen the reduction of the power of the global mind in the City of London. The ongoing conflict in the Middle East serves to divert attention from the Chinese. The BRICS structure is similarly significant in preventing the global influence of the USA from expanding further. The United States is attempting to establish peace in the Middle East by implementing significant changes to the political and economic structures of the region. Nevertheless, This approach is opposed by those with a globalist mindset on the other side. In the wake of the demise of the Iranian president, Iran will probably adopt a more radical and punitive stance. International relations, threat, and geopolitics analyst, Kenan Haidarov, subject: the global struggle is deepening. Data 24.5.2024.